Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Grandland X PHEV, the power of an SUV, the intelligence of a hybrid, compromise nothing.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Sniffles, sinuses, sneezing, snoring. Our resident GP, Dr. Maura Finn, is looking at all things nasal this week and joins me on the line now. You're very welcome, Maura. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. My nasal health is good today.
I'm glad to report.
But actually, on that, post-COVID, I had loads of allergy problems, which I'm still investigating. But I don't know if you've come across that, people developing nasal allergies after COVID.
Well, I think we don't have a great understanding of post-COVID symptoms at all because it's a work in progress. It's interesting to see, probably because of your coronavirus infection, the nasal passages would have been quite inflamed and irritated and maybe slightly damaged or hypersensitive as a result.
Yeah, but, well, let's leave my problems behind move on to the listeners' issues. Not at all, it's my fault for asking you first up. My 10-year-old says this listener feels like she can't breathe through one or other nostril, especially at night. Have you any idea what might be causing it?
Okay, if it's one side rather than both, it may well be a small little polyp or swelling on the inside of her nose. Or if she had a history of a trauma of some sort, she may not have broken her nose, but she might have actually twisted the cartilage, the softer part of the lower part of the nose, and it may be actually pushing against one side. So it'd be very important to kind of have a little look and have a look and see which is there something physically blocking her nose. If it were both sides, you'd say it was more likely to be inflamed, swollen nasal passages that is more likely to be either, if it's short term, a cold, or long term and recurring, an allergy of some sort.
That's a GP visit then.
Yeah, it is really.
Deirdre suffers intermittently and currently from sinus congestion. Do you recommend a dairy-free diet as it seems to be recommended advice from alternative medicine practitioners? And Deirdre drinks cider vinegar, lemon and ginger and garlic in hot water whenever I'm affected badly, but it's causing a lot of pain and dense post-nasal drip.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing to treat. I wouldn't recommend a dairy-free diet because for lots of other reasons, dairy is one of the best sources of vitamin D and calcium we can get, and particularly for young people and for women when we have a risk of osteoporosis, dairy is an essential part of our diet. However, because it's a difficult thing to treat, people will try all sorts of alternative techniques. Some of them will work. Most of them are actually quite simple things like decongesting. You know, the issue is usually it's an atmospheric issue as opposed to a dietary issue. So if you're constantly swollen or have a post-nasal drip or sinus congestion, it's because your nose is the entrance to your respiratory tract. So its purpose is to filter and moisten and warm the air that goes into your lungs. If it's getting swollen and irritated, it's because something that's coming from the air is irritating it. So it's unlikely to be dietary, it's more likely to be environmental. And that's why it's important to look at what's around you, triggers in the air around you, pollen, dust mite, all those things. They're more likely to be causing a chronic recurring issue than something dietary.
So is it worth having an allergy test done then, a blood test?
Well, allergy tests are actually quite nonspecific unless we do the skin prick testing. And very often what I would say to people as a first line is actually you have to identify what you think you may be reacting to. So you need to have a kind of suspicion of a few things. And if you can at all, remove those triggers from your environment. That can be difficult to do, of course.
Yeah. And what do you think about saline washes? Because I know some people use those for congestion.
Some people do, and they do actually immediately give you relief in that they're washing out the congestion in your nose. But your nose actually is a self-cleaning mechanism, and it needs to be moist. It's one of its functions is to moisten the air. And if you use saline washes repeatedly, they actually can dry your nose out. So it's a kind of a fine balance there. What I find is actually far more useful are just simple steaming techniques, you know, with the old-fashioned Vicks or Albus Oil and bowl of water, towel over your head, they actually work very well because they steam the nasal passages and they loosen up the congestion without actually irritating. Like saline in your nose itself can be a bit irritant, as anybody would know when they go for a dip in the sea. It's fabulous and you feel clear, but it can actually quite dry your nose out a little.
And then you can get the over-the-counter decongestants. I assume you don't take those all the time, or you certainly shouldn't.
No, that's actually, it's a real tricky one because they can work. You know, know, they actually give you a great sense of relief in the short term, but they've been proven to cause what's called a reflex rhinitis. So once you stop using them, your airways actually kind of rebound and they actually start making more. So it's quite a tricky thing to treat, this chronic perennial rhinitis. And it's very similar to asthma. It's really that you need to kind of dampen down your airway response to what are probably just normal atmospheric triggers.
Mm-hmm. It can be very irritating, can't it?
Oh, it can.
A really tricky, annoying thing to have to deal with day in, day out.
But that's actually probably the difference. Like, you're sick of that allergies, but you're sick with a cold or a virus. And that's probably the difference. You know, people are at the moment so conscious of whether you've a sniffle because of an allergy, or if you have because of a cold or, God forbid, coronavirus. So, you know, it's important to know that there is a difference there, that you tend to be a bit miserable, sick, temperature, maybe a sore throat with a cold or a viral trigger, as opposed to an allergic trigger, which will just make you have a runny nose and, you know.
Well, I'd say Una now, who's listening to us, is sick from lack of sleep because her husband has sleep apnea and he snores and he wears a CPAP mask at night, but he still wakes after 4 or 5 hours and he can't get back to sleep. They've tried lavender nasal sprays, a cold room, a special pillow to keep the nasal passages open, all to little avail. And they're wondering, what would nasal surgery help to align the airways? So that's just miserable for everybody.
Oh, it is. And particularly, like, sleep apnea actually is a cause of a lot of long-term illnesses, including high blood pressure, you know, it's chronic insomnia, and for both himself and herself. The CPAP machine is quite a, you know, if he's actually has a CPAP machine, he's seen a specialist already who has been dealing with his sleep issues and obviously identified that he is not getting enough oxygen in during the night. And I would assume he would have been investigated for any nasal obstruction at that stage. If, however, that hasn't happened, absolutely, he needs to see whether there is a deviated septum, whether there's polyps in the nose. These are soft swellings in the nose that will actually block your nasal passage as well. They're trying all the sensible kind of techniques, like staying a little bit more upright in bed, and I would say having a shower before bed as well, decongesting a little bit. But I would think they have to go to the next level, really. The simple things at home are not working for that man.
Okay, so perhaps see a specialist. Our next listener, Maura, is 46, and over the last few months, my sinus headache seems to be more frequent and quite often includes an upset stomach. Could that be linked to hormones or premenopausal hormones or dairy intolerance? She'd love some advice because it's becoming quite debilitating.
Okay. As a quick answer, anything could be linked to hormones and perimenopausal hormones. But what I'll say is that if she has recurring and more frequent headaches from her sinuses, they're blocked. They're actually quite full. Your sinuses help make the mucus to moisten your nose. So her sinuses are blocked and they're probably producing a postnasal drip that's going down the back of her throat and then sickening her stomach. So one thing she needs to know is there a chronic infection? Does she need to be treated with an antibiotic to kind of clear the infection? She certainly needs to go on to some corticosteroid nasal spray to help dry up this production that's there. Because a chronic daily headache like that is actually very debilitating too.
Yeah, so advice again needed on that one
if you haven't been
to the GP. This person's husband gets up in the morning and he coughs and coughs like he's trying to clear his throat. It could go on for half an hour. He's not a smoker. He's been to see an ear, nose and throat consultant who just told him it was a habit he'd have to break. So any help would be appreciated.
Well, if it's only at night, something is happening during the night.
Well, it's when he gets up in the morning, he's coughing and coughing.
Okay, sorry. What I mean is that if he's coughing in the morning, it's because he's getting blocked up during the night.
Yeah.
So something he's been exposed to during the night is blocking his nasal passages, probably making him have a blocked nose. He's probably snoring then because he can't breathe through his nose. And that's causing his throat to get a little dry and irritated too. So something in his immediate atmospheric region at night is probably causing this. And if he can't, I mean, is the room very dry? Is there central heating on? Dust, using hypoallergenic mattresses and pillows, all those things can make a big difference. I'm not saying remove the carpets from your room, that's a big job, but, you know, have a look and see, is there something that's irritating him at night in particular? Because definitely if he has to clear himself out every morning, it's because something is blocking him during the night.
Maybe starting with changing the pillows might be some good advice, and just, as you say, take it step by step and see if there's something you can eliminate.
Absolutely. You don't want to change house just for this.
Yeah, but there might just be a small thing that you do that just could have huge results.
Exactly.
So we have lots of people who have problems with nasal drip. I just see quite a few here in front of me. I've nasal drip down the back of my throat. It sits there, forms into a mucus. Sorry, this isn't pleasant now. And I find it very hard to clear, says this listener. And this time of the year, summer to autumn, it leads to a whoopy cough. I'm sensitive to smells. Any recommendations would be appreciated.
So basically that is a diagnosis of chronic or perennial rhinitis. That person has her nose is being inflamed and chronically inflamed, and it's instead of dripping forward, which it would do during the day or if she was blowing it, but when she lies back or sitting up or different postural issues, it'll actually drip down the back of her throat. And it can often cause a kind of a scummy kind of, sorry, this is unpleasant too, but you can even
this kind of... We gave people fair warning, we were discussing nasal stuff, so...
you see this almost a layer of snot down the back of somebody's throat sometimes. It's very unpleasant and you feel like you want to clear it all the time. Now, clearing it in the throat doesn't make an awful lot of difference. What you have to do is go to the source of it. So you go to the nose, and obviously back to what we were saying before about try and identify the triggers. But I would think, you know, there's probably several different triggers here. It's probably hypersensitive airways, and a corticosteroid nasal spray is probably the best protocol there. They do work. You have to be patient with them, and you have to use them fairly religiously, but she would probably find great relief from that.
Okay, because a few people have mentioned Dymista spray. Am I saying that properly?
Yeah, that's just one of them. There's several of them out there, yeah. And some of them, actually, there's a couple that are available over the counter without prescription, but some of them then are more high-tech and we use prescription. And then there's medication as well. There's a thing called Montelukast, which is... It's when it works for about 50% of people for these sort of symptoms, and it's fabulous. It doesn't, unfortunately, for some others. It's worth talking to your doctor, your GP about this, because we can do things, because even though it's not a serious condition, it's really miserable and it can cause a lot of sleep disturbance as well.
And Elizabeth has, for as long as she can remember, a morning cold, sneezing, runny nose, sometimes a sore throat, but by 12:30 every day, my symptoms disappear.
Well, that's very like this previous gentleman, the same idea. So something is during the night is kind of irritating and blocking the nose. She may actually be also breathing through her mouth a lot during the night and snoring. And, you know, so that may be an issue. So, again, look at the atmosphere around you. Is it too dry? Is there something you're doing? Is there medication you're taking, even going to bed at night, that might actually be making it worse? You know, there's a lot of different things can trigger this.
OK. Is there a reason why you'd be breathing through your mouth at night?
Because the nose is blocked. That's the main reason. We're designed to breathe through our nose. That's the most healthy, efficient way for us to breathe air in, because it moistens it and it filters it. If you breathe through your mouth, it's much, you know, the way your mouth gets quite dry, but also there isn't that efficient filter there is in your nose. So you're actually more likely to develop infections if you breathe through your mouth. So it's important to try and keep your nose as clear as you can, so that you naturally, instinctively breathe through your nose.
Maura, thank you very much for joining us
today.
On the programme. That's Dr. Maura Finn there, our regular GP. Now we're going to be talking about our love of dogs after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.